Okay, Chevra, one of the larger themes that we've been speaking about all semester with the Malach of Kosev is the relationship between Kosev on Shabbos and other dinim of Kosev. For example, is Kosev on Shabbos the same as Kosev by Yosefer Torah or different? We spent time on this Arizarua. We spent time on the din that the Gemara has that you require Ksiva Tama. It sounded like there is some connection. And the last Gemara that discusses a connection between Shabbos and other areas of Kosev is this Gemara that we are up to right now. Tana, Higia Os Achas, Chayiv. If a person corrects a single letter, so you're Chayiv. Now, the Gemara does not say what you are chayiv for. One could entertain the idea, and the Sfas Emes, who we know from the previous sugya, is into wild and crazy ideas, right? The Sfas Emes in the context of Hishlim Es HaSefer said maybe it's a malacha of Makeh B'Patish rather than a malacha of Kosev. The Sfas Emes over here entertains the idea that the chiyuv of Higia Os Achas, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute, means that you cut off the chatoteres of Achas and you make it into two zayins. So the Sfas Emes entertains that maybe what you're really doing is mochek. Mochek is a malacha that I'm preparing for Kosev. So if I erase and I allow two letters, I allow space for two letters, I'm going to be chayiv. So perhaps, if you think about it in a warped sort of way, when you have the chatoteres on top of the ches and you erase it, perhaps that would be more mochek than kosev. This Sfas Emes entertains this idea. No one in normal Judaism said it, but nonetheless, it's interesting. So the Gemara asks, Hashta kosev osachas is pater, higia osachas is going to be chayiv. How could it be? How can be chayiv if higia osachas? So Amar Rav Sheshes, hacha bayaskinon, kigon shenatlo legagol shel ches, ve'asa'o shnei zayin. You take off the roof of a ches, and you make two zayins. Okay, so far, so good. You take the roof of the ches off, and you make it into two zayins. Now, obviously the case is that the ches looks something like this. And when I, right, that's the way a ches looks in the Sefer Torah. When I cut off the top of the ches, so I now have two zayins. This obviously proves that the chassidim are wrong. No? Because if you write a chassidisha Sefer Torah tefillin, your ches looks like this. Right? It's a vav and a zayin. Right, we spoke about this in the Mishnah Sofrim of the Mishnah Berurah and Siman Lamed Beis, but the pashtus in our Gemara is that a ches has to be two zayins. The Gemara later on will discuss how can you be chayiv, doesn't a zayin require tagin, because of Shatnez Gates, and the Gemara is going to basically say that you don't intend to put the tagin on, and that's why you're chayiv. Fine, so let's go on. So Kosev Asacha Higia Osachas Yurchayev, according to Rav Sheshes, you remove the top of the ches. Rava says, Kingo Shenotlo Letago Shel Dalid Ve'asa'o Reish. You take the tag off a Dalid and you make a Dalid a Reish. Okay, how do you pull this trick off? So this is a Dalid, Nachon? If I remove the tag of the Dalet, I think it has to mean two things. I round it, I remove this whole part, and somehow I end up rounding that part, and I make it like a Reish. Now again, usually a Reish is supposed to be curved. Apparently, something like this would still be halachically some sort of Reish. It's hard to make it rounded at the top, no? But that would be some sort of reish. Now, there is an opinion in the Shonim that actually it's a little bit different. that what you are doing is, let's see if I could pull this one off, you are erasing over here so that you end up with like a yud and a resh. Does that work? There's an opinion in the Ritva that you end up with a yud and a resh somehow. How does that happen? Figure this out.
Well, wouldn't the Gemara say that your chet were two letters?
What?
Wouldn't the Gemara say that, just like by the chet, when you erase the gagim?
The Gemara says over here, according to Rava, your chayiv, even if it's only one letter.
Right, so why would the Ritva's thing?
Yeah, so why would you have to make a yud and a resh? Does anyone have a Ritva? I don't remember offhand, but I seem to recall that he has such a shita. Okay, basically the Gemara says that you are chayiv when you chop off the top of a ches and you make it two zayins, or if somehow you make a dalet into a resh, you're chayiv. Awesome Gemara, amazing. Now, why am I chayiv? So we have a rule in Gittin that there's a difference between chak tochos and chak yirechos. Does anyone remember what these terms are? What is chak tochos? What's chak yirechos? Michal.
Okay, I think chak tochos is when you have two letters like touching each other, and then you like scrape it out to erase it, and it's puzzle.
Chak tochos is you engrave the inside, and you're saying two letters are touching each other. I mean, you're kind of trying to be mavliya the Rashba, but the Rashba and the Ran are both bothered by a kasha. The kasha is that chak tochos is not ksav. Okay, let's say, for example, I have scribble scrabble over here, no? And what I do is I erase in middle of the scribble scrabble. So now I have a dalet.
That's what looks like to you.
That would be chak yirechos. If I make the actual letter itself, that is chak yirechos, which is considered writing for a get. The Gemara darshens v'kasa v'lo v'chakak.
What's the difference between...
So chak tochos would be, if I have my scribble scrabble, and instead of making the letter, I erase the outside of it so that the letter ends up being formed on its own.
So you erase the outside into the shape of the letter.
The shape of the letter remains, but I am not acting on the shape of the letter itself. This is one way of saying it. The easier way to say it, easier to understand it, is if I mint a coin and I have an imprint, no? So there are two types of imprints. You can have an imprint, let's say, that the letter sticks out, and you push it, let's say, through the back of the coin, and the letter will come out the front. Alternatively, you could have the type of imprint that you push down on the coin, push down on the blob of metal, and when I push down, the letter itself just remains where it is. Okay, how do we explain this? If you have, you know, like you have stamps.
Like a cookie cutter.
So a cookie cutter, right. A cookie cutter is going to be a chak tochos because I'm not actually making the letter. I am cutting away, right? That's a much better muscle than a coin stamp because most of us have seen cookie cutters in our lives. So if I cut away the outside of the letter and the letter ends up being made, that is not considered kosev on Shabbos. That is not considered kosev by Gittin. Let's say it again. Chak yirechos is kosev. Chak tochos is not kosev. For a get, if I use a cookie cutter, so a cookie cutter is going to be the equivalent of chak tochos, and therefore it is not a valid ksiva for a get. V'kasa v'lo v'chakak, cookie cutter is not a valid ksiva. How would you have a chak yirechos? You don't have a cookie cutter, you have something that makes the actual letter. A cookie cutter cuts the outside away.
If you put
stamp on it?
Like a stamp, but there are two different types of stamps. Right? There's a stamp that goes in or out. You know what I'm saying?
So it would be like a...
Yeah, it's like imprinting it.
I could imprint
like
by having the letter sticking...
Like a letter hole puncher.
A letter hole puncher. Yeah, I guess so. Is there such a thing?
No, it's like you have a piece of clay, and either you just do it on the top or...
No, because the letter...
I mean, either you make it, you press into the shape, such as the letter, but the letter is raised.
But the letter is the paper,
or the letter is pushed.
You're not cared about the... You're throwing away the paper that comes out, you care about the letter that's...
But you're not making the shape of the letter, you're cutting around the paper around it.
If I cut around the paper, it's puzzle. If I form the letter itself...
What
it's kasher.
Forming
so forming the letter itself could mean that I have a tzura that's bolate, and I stick it on the back side of the coin, and the letter comes out.
So now, what comes out is your letter, or what's left?
What comes out is my letter. If I start from the back and I stick it in, so what comes out is my letter. That's chayiv. That's a good get. But if I have that, I push down on the clay. And I'm basically pushing down the outside, so the stuff in the middle, the letter just remains, it just sticks out. That is called chak tochos, and that is puzzle for a get.
Wouldn't that be a... Isn't that chak derechos?
I'm not sure if it's chak derechos.
It's just a knife in the shape of a letter.
No, that's a cookie cutter, is a knife in the shape of a letter. So what you're doing is you're cutting the outside away. If I cut away the outside, that's not good ksav. But if I have, if I'm putting the pressure from the back of the coin, right? In other words, the stamp like sticks out and I push it through, so then aren't I forming the letter myself? Like this, right?
In the case of a get, I'm assuming that's not how you're writing the letters. It's just like ink on paper.
Let's say this is just ink on paper.
So
it's all black.
It's a black paper.
So either I could cut the black away from the outside.
Like erase the black.
And then I'm chay. That would be chak.
So
that would be chak tochos, which is not good. Or I could erase the letter on the inside. I could erase the actual form of the letter, and then it is going to be chak yirechos.
And that would mean that the inside. That means that the letters themselves are white. The letters themselves are white, and the background is black.
Yeah. This is my background, right?
Yeah.
Haven't done this in a long time. Now, to be chak tochos, to be the type of thing that would be... to be chak yirechos, to be the kosher type writing for a get, I would go like this. I would get rid of. How come this isn't working? I put too much on. Right? If I would.
Try with the eraser.
What?
You try with the eraser,
no,
the back
eraser.
Oh, the back of the eraser.
Yeah, there we go.
Right?
Right, so that is a chak yirechos. Yirechos means the yerech, the actual form of the letter. I am engraving that. However, if I would take my... If I would... Right, if I would make an aleph by just erasing everything over here... You have to be good at doing this, right? And you erase all of the outside, so then that would be chak tochos, and that would be puzzle. So the question over here that the Rishonim ask is, l'cha'ora, when I erase the top of the ches, right, I am not forming the actual letter, the zayin. The zayin was already formed. So how come I'm going to be chayiv in this situation? How come that is considered ksav l'inyan Shabbos when I'm not forming the letter? L'cha'ora, it should be the equivalent of chak tochos, which is no good. It's like a cookie cutter. You're cutting away the letter. So how come I'm going to be chayiv? So for this, there is a big machlokas harishonim between the Rashba and the Ran. What does the Rashba say?
It's not chak tochos.
The Rashba says that this is not called chak tochos. Why not? The Rashba says it's not chak tochos. Very good. Pachimu. Why? So here, turn to the Ran on Lamed Zayin. The Ran actually quotes the Lamed Zayin Bezerah and quotes the Rashba, and he rejects it.
Because
his lashon is Adina.
It's not. He says it's not talk to host because otherwise you shouldn't be chayv on Shabbos.
So the Rashba is coming from a premise that kosev by Shabbos has to be the same as kosev by Gittin, right? That's an assumption that he makes. And he says that this is not called chak tochos, she'eno ela kimafrid bein shtei osios divukos. Let's say I have two letters that are stuck together, right? The halacha is that my letters in the Sefer Torah are supposed to be mukaf tuvil, right? You're supposed to have white around each letter of the Sefer Torah. So let's say I have two letters that somehow are stuck together. So my Aleph and Dalet is stuck together, right? So if I'm mafrid bein shtei osios, let's say I cut away a teeny bit of that regel of the Aleph. So now I separated them. That is obviously not a chisaron in kosev, because there are two letters that are connected. I just separate them. For the Rashba, chok tochos has to be a significant act that, like, you're cutting all the way around it, like something like this, which is really hard to do. But just a little hafrada, the Rashba says, is not called chok tochos. He doesn't fully explain why, but the main yisod of the... I feel like a gymnast with, like, all this chalk in my hands. But the main yisod of the Rashba is that kosev on Shabbos has to be the same as kosev by Gittin. However, the Ran...
And it's not, like, significant enough to be kosev? Like,
it's not significant enough to be not considered kosev. Right? The Rashba is saying that the tiny dibuk between the tiny chatoteres, the tiny dibuk between those two tops of the Zion, is not significant enough that removing it is called chaktochos.
Wait, so I have a question
then. Yeah.
Didn't we establish, or it seemed... based on the sources, that if you have an aleph and a dal that are attached to each other and you do that tiny eraser, that that's puzzle?
No, not at all. Right, the Rashi is saying that's perfectly kosher, right? Because it's two letters and you're just separating them, and that's perfectly kosher once I separate it. Similarly, if I remove the top of the ches, and now I have two zions, that's perfectly kosher. And it is considered kosev. It's kosev both by a get and by a sefer Torah for the Rashba. And on Shabbos. It's kosev everywhere. The Rashba says that kosev has one definition throughout Torah. The Ran, however, disagrees with the Rashba, no? Mm-hmm. What does the Ran say?
This is a different case.
Louder?
Like, it would be, but Shabbos is different.
It would be, but Shabbos is different. In other words, the Ran is saying there's a different definition of kosev for Shabbos than there is by anything else. No? So this is not going to be kosev by anywhere else. However, for Shabbos it is kosev. V'li nira de'ein mikan raya. Do gabi Shabbos leka k'peda bein chak tochos v'chak yirechos. D'cho heiche de'heve meleches mechsheves mechayev. Right? The Ran is saying that meleches mechsheves creates a chiyuv. The fact that I am accomplishing what I want to accomplish, that is enough of a reason to be chayev. Now that's already a chiddush on its own, because usually meleches mechsheves would mean that there's a petur because the action that I did is not so significant. So Malachas Machshavas is usually used as a p'tur on Shabbos. The Ran is creating a chiddush that based on Malachas Machshavas, I'm going to be chayiv. We'll come back to that in a minute. But then the Ran writes something which is a real head-scratcher. Shaharei, afilu mochek al menas lichtov is chayiv. Who wants to explain this one? What?
It should be afilu. That's like exactly how you are.
Whoa. Speak to me.
If it's mochek with not
al menas lichtov,
you're not chayiv.
Mochek not al menas is not going to be chayiv, correct? Mochek al menas lichtov is chayiv.
Right.
So says the Ran, you see that Malachas Machshavas is the chayiv. That the erasing itself is not the mechayiv. It's erasing with the proper intention. So similarly, you're going to be chayiv if you erase the top of the ches. Because Malachas Machshavas. This Atara?
It shows that it's not about writing. Meaning it explains why you should have a different definition of Gizin. Because if erasing leaves you with no letters in a Chayiv, that you can have, it's not going to be, you can't equate the two.
I mean, the Ran is saying that we can't equate writing on Shabbos to writing by Gittin, but the Ran's Raya is a little difficult. Let me just, Eliana?
Maybe it's because, like, when you're doing Fuktobo, you're erasing to cause writing. So if you're going to say like that, like, even more so, like, by Shabbos, you're Chayav for erasing to eventually cause writing, while Fuktobo, you're erasing to write then and there cause writing.
Okay. There's mochek on Shabbos is I erase to eventually cause writing, but and chaktochos is I erase and I cause writing right now. But lecha'ora, the Ran is making, how do I say it in Yiddish? He's mixing cholent and borscht, or whatever it's called. The Ran is equating kosev and mochek, which is very difficult. I'm talking about the malacha of kosev. I want to find out, can you violate kosev if you don't actually make the letter, but if you dance around the letter, if you erase around the letter? So the Ran says, oh, for Shabbos you're chayiv. And the Ran brings a raya for this from mochek. Right? It's a head-scratcher. How can the Ran bring a raya from mochek if I'm trying to prove something for kosev? Unless the Ran is, unless the Sfas Emes somehow is correct, that the Chiyuv over here is more mochek than kosev. Yeah, I don't know what to do with it.
What is his proof though of what's mochek? Like, what is he trying to say?
I think he's trying to prove that you see that your machshava is very important on Shabbos. Mochek shalom anas lechtov. I'm not chayiv. Mochek al menas lichtov, I am chayiv. Right? So I see that my machshava is very important. But it's still like, I don't know how to read this Ran. I find this part of the Ran very difficult. But the equation to mochek, just, it's a head-scratcher to me. But be it as it may, hello Adina.
If he's just making a generalization about, like
primacy of Malachas Machshavas on Shabbos, then I don't think it really necessarily matters where he's... Okay. So in other words, the Ran is proving that Malachas Machshavas matters on Shabbos, and he says, oh, you see, from Mochek Amenas Lechtov. I mean, a few problems. First of all, the fact that Malachas Machshavas matters on Shabbos is because it's like a pasuk. Right, La'asos b'chol Malachas Machshavas. They say that you like the end of Shemos and the beginning of Vayikra. Right, so there's a pasuk. Right? But nosaf al kach, there is a beferish gemara about Malachas Machshavas Asra Torah to create a chiyuv on Shabbos, which is probably what the Ran is coming off of. So I don't know why the Ran needs this raya from Mochek. Okay, let's talk about that gemara, which I think is the real raya to the Ran. I heard some of you discussing this in the Beit Midrash, so I know I'm not that far ahead of you. Bava Kama Daf Samach Amar Aleph, Li Bava Livta Haruach. Right? Let's say I am blowing. There's a malacha of Eish. There's a malacha of Adam Hamazik. Let's say you have a combination effect. I'm blowing, and the wind is also blowing. And what is going to happen is you're creating a fire. You're fanning a fire based on this. So the Gemara says, "Im yesh bilabuy of kedel labosa is chayiv. Im lav pater. If I'm blowing strong enough that I can fan the flames myself, I'm chayiv. If not pater." The Gemara amai lehevi kizora v'ruch misayoso. If I do the malach of zora, zora is one of those malachos that you separate the husk from the right. You take the wheat and you put it on a board and you throw it up in the air and it separates out. So the sheaf and the kernel separates when you throw it in the air. That's called zora v'ruch misayoso. So the Gemara asks, how come you are not going to be chayiv unless your wind, your air, what you're blowing, is strong enough that it could fan the flame yourself? Why are you not going to be chayiv? It should be like zora v'ruach misayoso. You should be chayiv because the wind is helping you. So the Gemara's final answer is, Ravashi Omar, ki amrinon zora v'ruach misayoso, Hani mili the inyan Shabbos, the melechas machshavas asr Torah. Avohocha grama ba'almahu, ugrama b'nizakin is pater. The Rashba is saying the Gemara Rav Ashi in the Gemara is saying that zora v'ruach misayoso is only going to be chayiv by Shabbos. Ordinarily, it should be grama. Grama is something that I'm not doing directly, it just happens on its own. You should be putter because the wind is helping you. Nonetheless, on Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv because of melachas machshavas asr Torah. The melacha of Zora, you're chayiv, even though the wind is doing it, that is what we learn from melachas machshavas asr Torah. Ad kan divrei ha-gemara. L'cha'ora, this gemara is exactly what the Ran is saying, no? Because the Gemara is saying that Melechas Mechsheves can be a Mechayiv. I'm Chayiv on Shabbos because I ended up accomplishing what I wanted to accomplish, right? Rashi writes in Bava Kamma, Niskaima Mechshavto. And I'm Chayiv for that. The fact that I wanted the result that I ended up with is enough to be Chayiv. That's the way the Gemara says it. So far, so good? Now, the Ran never quoted this Gemara, however. Why would the Ran not quote this Gemara? If I'm saying that Meleches Machsheves is the Chiyuv, so I have a Beferish Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach that says Meleches Machsheves is the Chiyuv. The Ran probably is saying this, but he doesn't invoke the Gemara. Instead, the Ran gave some Raya, which I'm not 100% sure I understand. He said something about Mochek Amnas Lichtov. So I sent you to a Rush in Bava Kamma. Did anyone have a chance to look at the Rush? No. Okay, so if you would look at the Rush, you would see that the Rush writes that Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah means that this particular Melecha of Zora, your Chayiv, based on the fact that you intended to achieve the result that you achieved. I intend to remove the husk from the kernel. I did it. I intend to remove the husk from the kernel. It was done. It was done not by me. It was done by the wind. I'm chayiv. Why? Melechas machsheves asr Torah. And says the Rush, midiyuk lashon harash, it says this particular melacha you're going to be chayiv on, because this is the tziur, this is the way that malacha is done. The malacha of Zora, you're chayiv because of Meleches Machsheves Asra Torah. That is what the Rush is saying. Here, if I read the Rush to you. Right, so the Rush writes, Dehosam, with respect to the Melacha on Shabbos, Melachas Mechsheves Asra Torah, Af Alpi Dero Hevi Ela Grama Ba'alma, even though it's only a grama, Bahachi Chayiva Torah, Kevan de Melacha Zu, Iker Asiyasa Ayide Ruach. This Melacha, the Melacha of Zora, of winnowing, your own, the way it is done is through the wind. Meaning, only this Melacha do I say that grama is chayiv. By other malachos, grama is not chayiv. The fact that there is a result that I desire is not enough for me to be chayiv. So we have one of two things that we could say. Either we could say that the Ran over here is completely disagreeing with the Rosh and Bava Kamma. We could learn that the Rosh in Bava Kamma takes that Gemara of Meleches Machsheves in a very narrow sort of way, that only the Melacha of Zora is Chayiv, but any other Melacha, Meleches Machsheves doesn't play a role. And it could be that the Ran is saying that no, by every Melacha in Torah, by every one of the 39 Melachos, if I accomplish what I wanted, I am going to be chayiv. You see, there's a fundamental chakira by Malachos of Shabbos. I hope I'm not losing you, but I'm getting to the good stuff. There's a fundamental chakira. Is a malach on Shabbos usher because of the maisa or because of the totza'ah? Is the malacha usher because I did something that God doesn't want me to do? Or is it because I created a result that God doesn't want to be created? The Pashtus in the Ran, truth, I'm not really sure what the Pashtus in the Ran is anymore, but the Ran, we could learn the Ran that I'm chayiv for the totza'ah. That because there is this result that occurs, and I don't want, and Hashem doesn't want this result to happen, and I cause this result to happen, and I intend to cause a result against what Hashem wants, so Melechus Machsheves says I'm chayiv. That could be the Pshat in the Ran, no? If that's the Pshat in the Ran is arguing on that Rosh and Bava Kamma. Because the Rosh and Bava Kamma is saying that Melechet Machsheves Asra Torah is only on the Melacha of Zora. Only because, right, that was his language. Kevan de Melacha Zu, Ikar Asiyata. You can't say that the malacha of kosev, ikar asiyata, the main way you do kosev is when you erase the top of a ches and you end up with two zayins. That's inconceivable. So one of two things could happen. Either the Ran is just invoking that Gemara in Bava Kamma Daf Samach. Alternatively, and I'm not exactly sure how to put this together, but I think it's probably more true to what the Ran is really saying. The Ran is not completely using the Gemara in Bava Kamma. The Ran is saying that I can apply the Gemara in Bava Kamma only to certain malachos where I know that my machshava is more critical. So the Ran is talking about moche. What?
The Ran says that, or the Rosh says that?
So the Rosh says it's only by this malacha of Zora. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I could show you the Rosh, so you don't think I'm lying to you. Here. Perek Vav Simin Yud Aleph. Kevan de malacha zu ikar asiyata al yedei haruach. That's what the Rosh writes. That you have the Rosh in Bar Ilan, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Aleph, Perek Vav Simin Yud Aleph in the Rosh. Here, here's the Rosh, if anyone wants it. Right? The Rosh says that this one malacha, you're chayiv. Apparently for the Rosh, you can't be chayiv on a grama by kosev. Right? This chak tochos. Right? Why is it that I would not be chayiv by a get? The answer is because I didn't write it. I caused it to be written. That is what we would call grama. The difference between chak yirechot and chak tochot is chak yirechot, I am making the letter myself. But chak tochot, I'm not making the letter is made. No? The cookie cutter, I am not forming the letter myself. The letter is being formed by cutting away the outside. Says the Ran, I'm chayiv on chak tochot by Shabbos. Why? Melachas machsheves. Either that means that the Rand is arguing on the rush. Well, I'll say it like this. It certainly means he's arguing on the rush. The question is, how broadly is he arguing on the rush? Is he arguing on the rush and saying that Melechet Machshevet will be Mechayiv by every Melacha, that whenever I have an outcome that I desired, I'm going to be Chayiv, even if I myself didn't do it? Alternatively, we could say that the Ran is arguing on the rush in a more limited sort of way, and he is only saying it with respect to Kosev and Zora that's mentioned there in that Gemara. And the reason why Kosev is different is he brings up this idea of Mochek Amanat Lechtov, which shows that in writing and erasing, Kavana is more essential than it is by other Malachos. I'm not exactly sure how to put it together, but I think our difficulty in the Ran will lead us to a way of saying that the Ran is not disagreeing with the Rush as much as we originally thought. How are we doing? Adina? We're okay?
Yeah.
Now,
I have a question.
Yes.
If we say that they're wrong, thinks that this is like a far-reaching thing that Melachos Machshevos
is mechayiv everywhere,
right? And that the reason that you're chayiv on Shabbos, like for Melachos, is because of the result.
The tzotzah, right?
Could that be an explanation for why, for example, Mirlachin is
why what?
Why Mirlachin?
Well, so that's interesting. In other words, Amira l'Nochri is clearly a din d'Rabbanon. There's one Rashi al HaTorah on Komalocha lo ye'aselochem in Parshas Bo that Rashi sounds like Amira l'Nochri is d'Oraisa, but normative Judaism is Amira l'Nochri is d'Rabbanon. There is a lot of literature on that question, that maybe the rationale behind why the Chachamim asked Amira l'Nochri is that you're creating a result neged Ritzon Hashem. Right, that's the Chassam Sofer develops this idea a lot. I don't think Amir al-Nohri is really what the Ran is talking about, just because unlike the wind and unlike these situations when I know what's going to happen, when I instruct a guy to do something, I don't know the guy will do it. Right, so the guy has more agency on his own, so that's why it won't be d'oraisa. If I set up a situation that a malacha is done for the Ran, I'm going to be chayiv on Shabbos.
But then why
right?
Do you
and
have a timer?
Again?
Like
so again, with a timer, I set it up on Erev Shabbos. But let's say on Shabbos, I set up a Rube Goldberg machine that ends up creating a malacha, so the Ran might say that I'm going to be chayiv in that case. If I build the Rube Goldberg machine on Shabbos itself, right? From Erev Shabbos, I can't be chayiv. I mean, this idea that you could be chayiv because of the result would be precisely the machlokas between the Ran and the Rashba, that the Rashba is saying that the mechayiv of Malachos on Shabbos has to be the Maisa, and the Rashba is also equating Kosev on Shabbos to Kosev everywhere else. There is another way of slicing this sugya, which let me just give you one additional Marim Makom, the base Shmuel and Evan Ha'ezer Simen Kuf Chaf Hei Os Gimel. On the side of the Shulchan Aruch, the base Shmuel is like one of the main commentators. The base Shmuel in Kuf Chaf Hei Sif Katin Gimel writes that maybe the reason why you're chayiv when you chop off the top of the ches and you make two zayins is because since on Shabbos I'm chayiv mishum roshem, the malach, right? Remember in our youth we discussed this, that maybe the malach of kosev equals roshem, the Tana Rebbe Yossi, etc. So it could be that if you're chayiv mishum roshem, so therefore you don't have to actually make a letter. You have to only make a mark that has meaning. And once I'm talking about making a mark with meaning, so then it shouldn't matter if I make the actual letter, or I remove some extraneous things around the letter. I'm going to be chayiv no matter what.
Well, those are, you could,
so,
like between those two things.
Maybe.
Then it's just mokhlik, I feel.
They, meaning roshim, you're actively making some sort of mark to indicate something.
Right.
Like it sounds like what Jeb is saying. If you're taking off chastar,
if I take something off, but at the same time,
meaning it depends. Is roshim, is
I'll roshim? Say it like this. The reason why I might be chayiv on Shabbos, but not chayiv on Gittin, not be considered ksav for Gittin, is because by Get I have to write a letter. On Shabbos, I don't have to write a letter. On Shabbos, all I need is some meaningful mark. Roshem is some meaningful mark, so I'm chayiv for that. Now, you're right. One could still say, and I guess this is what both you and Eli Sheva were saying, right? I could still say that maybe the mark has to be made by me, as opposed to erasing the outside of the mark and having the mark made on its own. Perhaps that's possible, but once I'm in this place where I'm chayiv for making a mark, it's easier to distinguish between Shabbos and Gittin. Especially, like we had an idea that we said from the Rambam and from others, that it could be that Roshem is a tolda of Kosev, no matter what. Even that the Machlokas HaTanayim is just, what is the Av Malacha? But everyone holds that Yechayiv on Roshem as a tolda. If that's the case, then it's entirely possible that my Chiv over here is based on Roshem. And you're right, that we're still saying a little more that you're chayiv, even though you yourself are not making that mark. Okay, so for Wednesday night, I'd like to try to finish the perek. There's like a little bit of agarata, the top gemara over here about the ziyunin, we'll have to do, and then we'll kind of read through the agarata quickly, and then we'll do the last bit of gemara, the last 3-4 lines. That's what I'd like to do, finish the perek. If people want shiur on Monday, we could do that as well. And that might make my life easier because I don't feel rushed to finish the perek on Wednesday. Okay, Chevra, enjoy the senior dinner.